Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live. You can join us here as we kick off the third hour of the program. Phones are open. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. We've been eyeballing some of the early election results. Obviously, any states on the West Coast, they haven't even closed their polls yet, so clearly some of these things are going to go late into the night as usual, but at least the East Coast, we are starting to see some results coming in. And,
there was any election in California that I cared about, though, I think I would have to hang myself.
Yeah, and I don't know, I haven't heard much about what's going on out west as far as, I did hear something about there's like a Colorado motion to possibly legalize therapeutic mushrooms, maybe. I don't know if that's on the ballot this year or not, but I heard that might be a thing out there. But anyway, the thing that I just noticed here is Georgia, where we mentioned that Shane Hazel, the Libertarian Party candidate, actually made it into a debate, which almost never happens for Libertarian candidates, and then they subsequently kept him out after he actually, really performed very well.
I'm sure he did. Libertarians have pretty good answers to problems.
Right. So they kept him out of the subsequent debate, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to have helped him with now 54% of the election results come in. Shane Hazel is only at 0.6%.
Oh, that's painful.
Has not even cracked 1%. And then, with 56% or 54% in, the odds that he's going to have a huge jump up to 1% from here seems very unlikely, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it.
Guys, move to New Hampshire and just infiltrate one of these state parties here. That's
the best thing you can do.
Yeah, this dude got 0.6%. We don't know what I got, but it's at least 20%, and I did zero campaigning.
I did zero campaigning in my primary race, which I got knocked out of, by the way. But I got 36% of the vote. And all I did was I filled out the little questionnaires that came to me and mailed them back. So I spent a dollar on stamps, basically. That's it.
People across the United States, we have to stop wasting our time in these other state and local elections. Come to New Hampshire. We can consolidate our efforts here. You would not have gotten 0.6% here. Sure, Jeremy Kaufman is only sitting at 2.1% or something like that. But
2.14.
That's almost four times better than you did.
All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. Rob's on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, so a guy from Maine called in earlier. I think his name was Robert. They were talking about, sludge and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say that over in Vermont, Monument Farms Dairy is one of 12 farms in Vermont that take part in a program called Cow Power. The program is which it's run, the utility company like Green Mountain Power takes cow manure and turns it into power.
We heard about one of these. Not in Vermont, but it was in a different country or something. And it's
Sweden. Yeah, they did it with horse manure there.
It's like a good way of recycling, but I don't think it was efficient.
You know what they need to do, Rob? And I've said this. I said this to the last time we had this conversation. They need to take the cow manure, and they need to use it on crops, like it should be. And they need to take human sludge, and instead of putting it on our food, they need to use it to do these power programs. Call it human power.
Exactly.
Okay. Was that all you were calling about?
Now, I haven't looked into these. I would think that my boss would have already lambasted me with all this because she's all green like that. I have never heard of this. I knew they were putting human sludge on your food, but this is new. Do you know anything about how well they're doing, or are they just a money grab?
It could be just a money grab, but who knows? I'm just sort of finding this out. But I think it's an interesting concept, though.
It looks like, by the way, in Vermont, the current governor, Phil Scott, is running away with it with 73% against the Democrat there. So Vermont, the left, hard left state of Vermont, once again electing a Republican governor. He must be kind of a left-leaning Republican.
I mean, Vermont's very similar to New Hampshire, so I wouldn't expect a whole lot of rhyme or reason to the way that Vermont votes, just like you don't get a whole lot in the way that New Hampshire votes.
And they're electing Democrats to the state, or the, not state, but the to their Senate and House seats in the U.S. as well, it looks like.
Vermont is?
Yeah.
So very similar to New Hampshire, then.
Looks like it. Rob, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey. Well, let's start off with why we should all be scared of G5. I will enlighten Harry on that later. The G5 network.
Okay, 5G. Okay, got it. What about?
I don't want to talk about that because I don't. I know you're not going to give me time to do everything I want to do here.
No, I don't have time.
I wanted to talk about what Conan was talking about, the fire retardants, military PFAS.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this all comes from.
It comes from the military?
Article I heard, about 6 months back, where McDonald's and all these fast food restaurants were getting a insurance reduction for taking all their paper products, which could be massively flammable, and spraying it with this grease-coating PFAS. Pretty much the same damn thing. Military's been using this stuff for training to put out simulated fires on airports. I live about 20 miles away from the biggest damn military installation in northern Michigan, and there are all kinds of wells infected with this PFAS. And as far as the plastic bottles go, if it's set in the sun, it will leach into the water. Just the drinking. So,
a lot of municipalities incinerate their trash, so they're just turning it into ash, and of course it's leaching right into the ground, into the water. So there's no way around this. It's really we're doomed.
Well, potash used to be a valuable commodity when it was from straight up
wood,
carbon, and ash. Potash is a valuable crop commodity.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Conan on this one. I mean, it sounds like it's everywhere. So if it's, I mean, we're doomed. So why even stress about it? I mean, the damage is done.
Yeah.
We're not going to get rid of the millions upon millions of plastic bottles that are scattered throughout, you know, the ditches and the landfills and the ocean or wherever they happen to be. So, I mean, it's just, even if we stopped consuming them today, the damage is done and they last forever. So we're screwed. Let's just ride this one out.
Well, I really don't feel that. I'm more of an optimistic than to say that we're just doomed and I know we're just going to go lay down and die. I mean, here's the part. I mean, you have to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived on my property for 10 years now. I'm still digging up trash. I'm literally still digging trash up. Every time I expand a little further out into my yard, I'm digging carpet and old swimming pools and oil cans, oil filters, and just so much. They were just throwing the stuff over the fence, and it was just getting covered by.
Amazing. That's because you had to pay to throw it out. So there's too cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, my point is,
same kind of crap when I did my garden.
The point is, I have to start somewhere, and I am slowly eliminating a problem that the people before me caused, and what am I going to do? They're dead. What am I going to do? Am I going to complain about them?
No, you just got to clean it up.
I just got to do it. And that's my whole conversation this evening is that this is a problem that we are just now discovering. This is 70 years of problem that has been developing.
But the reality is plastic isn't going to go away, right? Like, I mean,
there are different types of plastic,
okay,
and there are other options.
So I thought you were saying you don't eat any plastic. You don't eat anything out of any
plastic. Because I don't even trust the recycled number one plastic. I don't trust it either.
Man, I got bad news about where those olives were stored.
But there are absolutely some plastics, I don't know. It's 1 through 7. There are absolutely some plastics you should never let come in contact with your food.
Major?
The thinner the wall, the higher the crime. Those little lightweight plastic bottles.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Major. We're going to continue here. I think he's saying the thinner the plastic, the worse it is, or something like that.
I don't know the rules.
I don't know.
I don't deal with any of it.
I'm not going to be concerned over it because I got to get my water in my body somehow. If I don't drink water, I know I'm going to die.
Aria, those olives came out of a can.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but was the can coated with
coated with plastic, exactly.
Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. 6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Maybe there's a particular election that you think is important for freedom. Of course, the Republicans and Democrats, we know that whichever one of those parties wins, the rest of us are going to lose. Those of us that understand that the Republicans aren't going to do jack diddly to increase freedom, there's still this mythology that still surrounds them, especially it gets more powerful as the Republicans are not in charge whenever the Democrats are running D.C. Then the Republicans start talking about things like, oh, abolish the FBI and liberty and freedom. And then, of course, once they get elected, it's, all right, we're going to increase the budget for the FBI and go to some more wars or continue the existing wars or whatever. And, of course, I know, Aria, you wanted to talk about the situation in Ukraine. But, Conan, did you have more to say about these PFAS, BPA, these chemicals that you and others are very concerned with that are in various different packages?
It's on my radar. I don't think I'm as concerned as this group. I have my...
Although you've eliminated plastic from your household.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's something that I can do.
Okay.
It's a level of concern. It is a step in the right direction. Okay. I'm also cleaning all the trash off my property as we speak.
The plastic is a step in the right direction.
Getting it out of my... Hey, you know what? I have other ways of drinking water. I have plenty of mason jars.
I'm not saying you don't, but we don't know that that's bad for you.
There are studies that they've done on animals, and of course they've when it comes to any type of animal study, and they're testing a product on them, they go overboard,
right?
And the animal has a side effect, and of course they come out, the FDA or whoever's doing the study, and they're like, this is a toxic chemical, and we need to let the people know that this is something that shouldn't be consumed. And of course here are some of the harmful effects. It could interfere with your hormonal system, or the endocrine disruptors. It interferes with the reproductive system of developing fetus. It impacts the immune system and may have links to reduced responses of vaccines in children. Promotes the development of certain cancers, especially in the kidneys, liver, in the testicular area. So those are just some of the harmful effects that have been recognized from pumping rats or whatever full of these things. Who knows, you know, whether smaller doses are not something we have to ever worry about.
That's exactly it. If I ate, 50 pounds of chocolate, I would probably die. But that doesn't mean that chocolate in and of itself is poisonous.
Correct. Water, and you could drown yourself drinking too much water. You can burn yourself out consuming too much oxygen. You stay out in the sun all day, you could, get some good cancer burn. So yeah, it's always in the small doses. You know, we humans have the ability to walk these things off because I mean we are, exposed to lots of toxic elements. And it's not just synthetic man-made things, but it's lots of living things,
sure,
too. That
we're fairly resilient.
Correct. We have something called an immune system, but by the way, hasn't had the greatest 2 years, I would say. So maybe this is, synthetic man-made things might be more of a problem in 2023 than they were 10 years ago. Even though the numbers of them haven't really increased, who knows? I mean, this is just something to consider. Also, like I said before, consider that these people are obviously biased. They're lobbyists. This is an EU company or a department, and they want to get rid of these products, which a lot of people on this globe have become dependent on. And it would really, if you were to take oil product away from us human beings at this stage in our development, it would really cause issue with where we're at right now. But I have no doubt that these people are depopulationists, and they are all in favor of eliminating billions of the population and getting it down to 500 million or whatever these Davos elites want. I have no doubt. And the first thing they do is they get rid of oil-created product, and, of course, the food that we eat, which is cattle. I have no doubt. So keep that in mind. Keep that on the back burner when you've got some greenie coming to your door saying, hey, we need to get rid of these 4,700 BFAS or BFAS or whatever they call them because they're killing you. And what you need to do is say, look, green woman, green dude, green whatever, let's start with sugar. Let's start with the things that are actually killing human beings, the overconsumption of sugar and or...
Most people are eating corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. You're barely getting sugar in products here in the United States these days. In fact, some people argue that getting sugar is actually a good thing for you.
In small doses.
It's this high fructose corn syrup that's supposed to be the
bad stuff. Overconsumption of just regular cane sugar is also bad for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, any overconsumption of anything, Conan, is probably going to be bad for you.
Right. Well, what and what
is? There's been a lot of trash talked about sugar over the years, but it may not be as bad as.
And by the way, what is high fructose corn syrup? It's man-made. It's a man-made synthetic.
Yeah.
So maybe. And by the way, that when we talk about what I'm eliminating from my daily life, that's really what it comes down to. If I can't go out in the woods and pick it and or you know grow it myself, if I have to.
What about honey? Is honey okay?
Oh, honey is absolutely okay. But question is, what are you feeding the honeys to keep them alive in the winter? The bees.
I don't know.
What do you keep? Some people are actually feeding these bees high fructose corn syrup.
Oh my god!
To keep them alive or to pump them up. So you just have to watch everything. Or what are the bees living next to? Are they living next to a cornfield that has been sprayed with some type of herbicide?
What about the soybean stuff? Stay away from that too.
It depends on
Yeah.
Because there's no need for it. And it's the same thing with corn. Mm-hmm. It's really not something that humans really need and or get a lot of nutrient value from. But it's not just that. It's what did they put on the corn? What did they put on the soybeans in order to for fertilizer and to knock out bugs, bugaboos, and weeds? And it comes down to the herbicides. So,
man, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it does. No. You could get hit by a car tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's always a possibility.
No,
also a man-made thing, by the way. Cars.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with paying attention to what you eat, Conan, and there's nothing wrong with choosing things that are ostensibly better for you over those that are worse. I mean, Bonnie has helped me learn about things like the soybean stuff and these seed oils that are apparently supposedly bad for you. And so, it gets difficult actually finding things to buy when you're looking at the ingredients list.
That's why I do what I do.
Everywhere.
That's why I do what I do. I would say 90% of my food consumption is something that I prepared myself in my own way. I'm down to milk. Basically dairy product, and of course I can't mine or go to the sea and do my own salt. So I'm still buying salt from the store. But yeah, I've cut so much out. And of course,
I think you're probably all right with salt.
Oh yeah, I mean I can't produce my own salt.
Do you go iodized salt?
I do both.
Okay.
So when I cook and or can, it's regular salt.
Okay.
If I'm consuming it myself, I'm sprinkling some of my food. I use iodized salt because I'm just not so I can get a little bit of iodine. Yeah.
All right. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We'll take a look here at some of the early election results. Those that maybe liberty-minded people should be concerned with. How did the libertarians do out there so far? As you might imagine, it ain't looking so.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Results are coming in for key Senate and gubernatorial races. At this point, multiple outlets are projecting a number of wins since the polls began to close at 6 p.m. Eastern. Republican Governor Kay Ivey will win re-election in Alabama. The same goes for GOP Senator Tim Scott for South Carolina. And Marco Rubio will defeat Val Demings in the Florida Senate race. It's a likely win for Ohio's incumbent governor, Mike DeWine. Elsewhere in Columbus, Ohio, the city attorney plans on suing automakers Kia and Hyundai. Zach Klein said the South Korean car makers failed to install anti-theft technology in some of their vehicles. Thefts of Kias and Hyundais are soaring across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And the phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're looking at some of the election results here that are obviously still pretty early, but a lot of these things, you know, once you get 20% of the precincts under your belt, you usually don't see huge swings in how the rest of the, you know, 80% turn out. So we'll give you some of the early results here, looking at things from a pro-liberty perspective. How specifically did the libertarians do tonight? And, of course, it's not looking too good. As we mentioned, the libertarian candidate there in Georgia is not doing too hot. The governor candidate that amazingly was allowed into the debates, unfortunately, is not even breaking 1% with 0.6% Shane Hazel there. But let's look at some of the senatorial races, according to Politico, that has a handy little map that I can just mouse over here. Our friend Jeremy Kaufman, the candidate for the Libertarian Party, who really made a lot of impact with some of his political ads that he were very creative. We played them on the air, very funny stuff, got passed around a lot online. Unfortunately, it didn't translate into much in reality, with only 2.1% voting for him, with only 18% of the precincts reporting in, and he didn't do much better or worse than some of the other Libertarian candidates, although some Libertarian candidates did fairly well. There is a candidate in South Dakota at 3.9%, Lesnar. in...
I mean, to give you a measure of the Libertarian Party, though, we're looking at 3.9% and going, man, that's pretty
good. That's a
good.
Lot. Yeah, well, there's one in Arkansas, Cates, that's got, with 26% of the vote in right now, 8.9%. So almost
that's
broken,
actually pretty good.
Almost broke into the double digits, and there is one of them that I spotted that did have... did break into the double digits. I don't know where that one went to, but isn't there somewhere? Some guy named Sophocles ran under the Libertarian Party ticket in Alabama. And,
Sophocles?
No, it's spelled Cleus. S-O-P-H-O-C-L-E-U-S. Like maybe the southern version of Sophocles, like Cleus.
Yeah.
Or Cletus or something
Cletus.
Like that.
Sophocles.
So, yeah, I mean, some libertarians here doing about your typical libertarian percentage of 1 to 2%. 3.6% for the guy in Indiana, Signac. So just all over the map, basically.
It makes me so sad that these people put so much effort into things. Because you got to put a lot of effort to get 3% in one of these places. And yet, they could achieve so much more if they would stop wasting time wherever they happen to be.
Maybe there wasn't a libertarian with more than 10%. I don't know. We'll see as things shake out. Of course, some people are curious about how things went in New York, the biggest, the most evil of all the states, the number 50 when it comes to freedom. New York, how did they do, as
well,
you might
Larry
predict?
Sharp couldn't even get on the ballot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, Larry why Sharp. Would anyone watch that? He couldn't even get on the ballot.
Literally, Larry Sharp, who from what I can tell is an excellent candidate. He seems to be very well-spoken. He's got a Marine Corps background, so he's got that military thing that people like.
Hoorah!
Right? You know, and he seems to be pretty principled. I mean, I've not paid close attention to him, but every now and then I'll see what he posts online, and I like it. And then I see him posting, like, write in my name! And then there's this big write-in campaign for Larry Sharp. They're trying to get to 130,000 write-in votes.
Good Lord!
And it's like... when I saw that was their goal, I went and I looked to see what their previous results were when he was actually on the ballot, and they didn't even crack 100,000.
So, I would be surprised if they got 5,000 write-ins.
That would be amazing. Yes. Yeah, so, and if we ever, you know, you're not going to see that in the mainstream reporting at all, right?
Free.
Like, to Politico's credit, they are actually reporting on the libertarians, like on the main map. If you hover over a state where there's a libertarian, you actually do see the libertarian results. So kudos to them for
being treated like an actual third party.
Result.
That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So. What else do you need to know here tonight? Of course, the Florida state race. It looks like DeSantis, the big hero of the right. He's
golden boy.
Yeah, he's back. He seems to have secured his win. But in New York State, it is the incumbent Kathy Hochul. That's the woman that took over. You remember during COVID, the thug that they had in there. What was his name? Cuomo. He ended up leaving because he touched somebody's butt or whatever, kind of sexual harassment.
Yeah, that was a straight-up way to get away from the 15,000 old people he killed.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, it was a cover-up for sure.
Well, anyway, his lieutenant governor took over, and she was just as bad as he was. And she's been reelected handily with 68.5%.
And what about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, the guy who's not Oz Fetterman or whatever, he's winning pretty handily.
Holy crap.
Who's Oz Fetterman?
They did elect Biden. Yeah. This guy is worse than Biden, believe it or not, when it comes to cognitive ability.
Oh, really?
He is he had a stroke like 2 or 3 months ago.
Who?
He can't talk.
Oz did?
The Fetterman.
Fetterman. He can't talk, dude.
Gotcha.
But anyways, in defense of people who voted for this guy, Oz is a horrible neocon. So I mean,
of course they are.
So there's that.
You're never going to get any good choices on federal election ballots, which is coming back to the point of why don't people like Shane Hazel and people like Larry Sharp, these excellent candidates for the Libertarian Party, migrate to New Hampshire, where they can then run as a Republican or a Democrat, or if they feel like losing, run as a Libertarian. Don't get me wrong, I'm a life member of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, and I do appreciate them, and I think they serve their purpose, which, unfortunately in this case, they can't even claim to be the spoiler in the Senate race because Don Bolduc lost so hard. The general that we talked about extensively last week who attacked one of our co-hosts, Joa, from Breaking the Flaw, and then the right-wing media covered for him and acted like that never happened, yep. Acted like Bolduc was the one that was attacked. I don't think it mattered as far as whether or not he was going to win or lose this thing.
So at least we don't have to hear that argument for the next month that the Libertarians spoiled Bolduc's chance of winning.
Close. Bolduc is only at 39% versus Maggie Hassan's nearly 59%. So Jeremy Kaufman with a 2% difference there. So
I'm just happy I'm never going to have to watch any of the, for at least 2 years, I don't have to watch any more political ads on the internet. I'm looking forward to that.
9 months. You have 9 months of free time, and then they're going to be in full swing.
Trump's announcing
24?
Next week.
24? Ooh, it's going to be a big year.
Yeah.
Year is 2023, not 2024.
And I'm saying you have 9 months
they
of freedom.
They start the primary in 2023.
Darling, maybe not even nine. You have 3 months off.
Trump is
And then they're going full campaign.
Maybe. I mean, Trump's literally announcing next week, so I mean, he's going to get this thing ramped up soon. But
Ari, you have 5 days.
The signs are going to come down. At least the signs are going to come down for a little while.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah.
Is,
the signs will come down. The ads will stop playing. Everything will. People will forget.
Sununu is back, the Republican, for apparently a fourth term here in New Hampshire.
Good Lord, don't they have term limits?
No.
For governor?
They do not.
No.
But he didn't win by as much as he did last time around, according to Ballotpedia. He pulled 65% of the vote in the last election in 2020.
Well, he pulled some stunts during the COVID. He did. He locked us down.
Off.
He pissed some people off, there was some backlash.
But it
for
doesn't
sure.
look like those people voted for the Libertarians, if they voted at all in this race, because Sununu is close to 53%. So he won it, but not by as much.
Yep, good.
In this case. And strangely, the Libertarians aren't even breaking. There's two Libertarians in the governor race here, as we discussed with Carlin Borisenko over the weekend. And unfortunately, she is in fourth place right now, losing to the Libertarian challenger, Kelly
That's
Halderson.
Because that person's name was first on the ballot.
Yep.
Not everywhere, I don't think.
Oh, yeah?
It was first on my ballot, and I knew. I didn't know who they were. I looked at both their websites. I'm like, there's no way I vote for Kelly. Carlin's all the way.
Yeah, she's a real Libertarian, from what I can tell. I think you might be right. Somebody did tell me that every sample ballot they checked, it was Kelly Halderson who was on the top of their sample ballot.
What a stunt.
Yeah.
This guy, we need to run him out of town.
Yeah. Kelly Halderson's a woman.
The dude who put the two Libertarians on the governor's race.
The number here is 603-283-6160, but even combined, their combined amount doesn't even break 1.5%.
I'm not surprised. None of them had, mainstream traction.
Yeah. Daryl Perry got better results in 2020. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Looking at some of the initial election results, of course, as usual, things don't look good for libertarians, even those who got an unusual amount of press coverage. Others didn't even make it on the ballot, like the candidate for governor there in New York. It's time to give up, people. It's time to wake up and stop slamming your head against the brick wall of politics wherever you are and start packing your stuff and make the move here to New Hampshire. Is the only chance we have to actually achieve any kind of freedom is to focus in one place. Now, there's something else I'm looking at here tonight. One of the big questions is, how did the libertarians do in New Hampshire? Not the party. We knew they weren't going to win. But the ones that were running as Republicans and or Democrats, how did they do here in New Hampshire? We don't have a lot of numbers right now on some of the state house races. We know, Aria, you didn't unfortunately make it here in Keene, but then
I didn't expect to. I put no effort into it.
Right. You did get a newspaper interview out of it, though.
I did.
As did I when I was running. I got eliminated in the primary. But a lot of the races, one of the big questions is not only how many of the Free Staters are going to get elected, because there was a huge campaign against them this year. So a lot of them were getting cocky out there, like, oh, we're going to be electing the largest amount of Free Staters ever. I'm like, don't get cocky on this. We don't know how this is going to go. We'll see. But one of the things I wanted to look at here is, what about the independence advocates? We know some of the people who supported New Hampshire independence on the state legislature this year were knocked out of the primary. People like Mike Sylvia, who was the primary sponsor of the bill that would have allowed people in New Hampshire to vote, he didn't even make it through his primary. And so the question is, how did the people who did make it through the primary, are they going to make it through the general election? And so far, none of those races have any results. Jason Gerhard, who we've had on the show before, No results in his race. Mike Sylvia's girlfriend, Diane, she was one of the state reps that did vote for the bill. She, no results in her race as of yet. So we're still waiting to see on some of these races. Of course, we'll let you know probably more tomorrow as the info comes in. But
Who knows why voters do the things that voters do? I mean, we can ask, we can do some exit polling, but that's not going to tell us what everyone is thinking. And there's not much we can extrapolate from the few samples we get. We have no idea why Mike Sylvia got eliminated or why.
The speculation on that is because there was this controversy about a government-owned ski area that Mike Sylvia was trying to defund or something like that, and the locals got really upset about that, and they tossed him out.
To answer your question, Aria, most people vote to kick the other party, the other tribe, out of position so that they can put their guy in and be in charge. That's it. That's all. Yeah. None of that really matters except kicking one tribe out and putting their tribe leader in.
Let's go to Greg. He's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So there's three strategies libertarians can use in order to do something. One is, like you said, move to New Hampshire.
Yep, that's if they want to win.
There are other strategies like move out of some other country. There's flag theory, you know, get a bunch of different, you know, Prospera, for example, in somewhere in the Honduras.
Co-host Mark Edge is currently trying that strategy.
Yeah, but I mean, if people are going to move somewhere, I would rather move to somewhere where there's, you know, infrastructure, electricity, internet, these sorts of things. People.
So other countries do have internet. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, some of these places, some of these projects that we've heard about, they don't have these things. On, hey, we found this scrap of land that no one's living at. Come help us build a society.
We found this swamp that no one wants.
And I'm like, check back with me when you have Wi-Fi.
What's the third strategy?
The third strategy is to go online. So there's this thing called the network state, Balaji. Srinivasan, he was one of the people in Andreessen Horowitz's venture capital fund. He's funding some of these things, including Prosper. So the Network State is a book that he wrote, essentially building online communities that could eventually become countries, issue their own passports or whatever. And the idea is that, you know, something I'm doing with Cubix, and also Intercoin, having your own communities. So crypto is, in my opinion, one of the most successful projects by libertarians. And I think that because it transcends national borders, just like the web.
If Captain Kickass were here, he would know the name of it. But there is already one of these sort of international nation things that's out there, and that is a crypto currency-based thing, and I'm sorry I don't remember the name of it, but this has actually already been done, from what I understand. I don't know what level of success they've had. Obviously, they're not being, you know, recognized as a nation. And then, of course, you have Liberland, which is an actual physical piece of property that is supposedly unclaimed by a government, where they are setting up one of these kind of international nation things. They support cryptocurrency with Liberland. They're talking about issuing passports for citizenship there. So they are, you know, still based in a piece of land, but it's a very small piece of land, like basically an island in a swamp.
But this doesn't make any sense. I mean, so this is basically your virtual presence, your meta presence. Mm-hmm. But what do you do about your physical president that's camped in front of the computer or is in the pod?
You're still screwed as long as you've got a government.
Now you've got two governments to deal with. You got your virtual government, and you got the one where you're living, at your house.
Well, yes and no. Increasingly, people are going to live in the metaverse. Well, by live, I mean simply spend time with like some weird virtual.
No, they're not. The technology's dead in the water at this point.
I think they are. You and I aren't.
Dude, Meta owns Facebook, and they're going broke, pouring money into this stuff.
I heard they're firing people over at Facebook.
People don't want it. Broke. It's dead in the water. It's dead on arrival.
We've discussed Meta over and over again. It's not going to make it, but there will be a virtual presence that does take over. For sure. And it might not be next year, but it's coming.
They're going to have some good software because right now they need help.
We have a lot of younger people where I work at. None of them are on Facebook. None of them are on Twitter. They're not interested in that crap.
What if TikTok launched a metaverse, though?
Some of them are on TikTok, but TikTok's more like a YouTube for short videos. It's not really a social network in the sense of Twitter and Facebook.
Greg, any thoughts on you know, what's happening there in New York? Is the Freedom Community, is it worse off than ever? They can't even get on the ballot now?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't go to these voting stations because I think And mathematically, the chance of you affecting the election as the individual.
It sure wouldn't be worth waiting in line for. I've seen some pictures from today where people are waiting for like what looked like hours just to register to vote or to get in there. And that is absolutely insane. Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. There are different options out there for liberty-minded people. But, I respect the people that want to get away from it all. If you can afford to do that, great. Good for you. You can afford to go to some island or whatever and live there. Or wherever, some gated community where the gringos are going to be left alone because they've got money. Okay, that's cool, man. But what about the rest of the planet? What about the people that actually want to have freedom? Because we understand there's a small amount of us, right? 2% or something, or 1%. There's a very small amount. But what if we concentrated that 1% in one place where we could then become a significant portion? We've already gotten to the point where the political sides, the old political teams, the Republicans and the Democrats, they know the libertarians are a force to be reckoned with here in New Hampshire. That's why the Democrats poured money into an attack campaign against the Free Staters this year. They poured a ton of money. They didn't care about the normal Republicans. They weren't focused on them at all, for the most part, except for the federal races. But I'm talking about state level. They didn't give a damn about the normal Republicans. In fact, Democrats were actually saying things like, Republicans, you need to pay attention to who you're electing in the primary. You could be electing a free stater.
I tried telling them that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said earlier in the show how we're going to win, and it's going to take a little bit of time. And all we really have to be, because all we really have to do is outlive these people.
That's
We're
true.
All young
we
in this building.
We got to outnumber and outlive them.
We live in an old state.
They reproduce too.
And we have some of them, but most of these oldsters aren't making new babies. And, there's too many young Free Stater couples and families moving in. It will take years.
Bonnie was out today holding a sign for Matt Santanastasso. We don't have results on his race. He's an independence guy. How old were the other people out there holding signs? How old would you say, Bonnie? Just shout out a number on average. 65.
That's what I would expect. Having been to the Cheshire County Republican meeting,
these were Democrats.
Yeah, we'll certainly outlive the Republicans.
Yeah, we are all half the age of the Republicans. Yeah. Some of these there's a Democrat girl that we were just bitching about just now.
She's
young.
She's young.
So we got to worry about her type.
The people holding the signs were 70, 60, really old people. Yeah. Right. So these people are not connecting with young people at all.
There's no malarkey.
Yeah. There's an opportunity here, and we're just starting to exploit it. We'll have more for you tomorrow night online. You can join us in the meantime. Head over to freetalklive.com. Join our social media at social.freetalklive.com. And when you sign up, make sure you mention the show. That way we know it's you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.